Welcome to Chayil, your daily drop of strength, Torah tools for serenity and joy.
Shalom and welcome to Tuesday's Toolbox. We're today Be'ezras Hashem on this beautiful, incredible Hanukkah. We will be talking about the tool of a pure heart. What is a pure heart? Well, we all need a pure heart. And we all need to help ourselves to develop a pure heart. What can we do about the fact that when we're living in dark times and we frequently need to learn what to do and how to face challenges that come our way, and we don't always have the luxury of having people that we can ask or being surrounded by people who can guide us at every moment. Rav Tzadka Kohen Milublin gives us a tool that's something that we can especially apply right now. He says that we need to live a heart-centered life. Our heart, and the Beis Aaron explains, our heart means our mind. But our mind and our heart are connected. And we need to be guided by our hearts. We have so many mitzvahs about our heart. We have to love Hashem with all our heart and serve Hashem with all our heart. There's a mitzvah to utilize our hearts in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how can we trust our hearts when we have been exposed to all of the negativity and degradation of the societies in which we live? How can we trust our hearts? And he explains that we can believe in the renewal, in the rededication of our hearts. At this time on Hanukkah, we're talking about rededication. And part of the process of rededication is rededicating our hearts, giving our hearts up to Hashem, wanting them to be pure in the service of Hashem. How can we do that? And one of the pieces of advice that Tzadik HaKohen gives us, he takes from David HaMelech in Kapitel Nun Aleph, that's 51, verse Yud Beis, verse 12. Leiv Tahor Barali Elikim V'ruach Nachon Chadesh Bekirbi. Leiv Tahor, a pure heart, create for me Hashem. V'ruach Nachon, and a correct spirit, Chadesh Bekirbi, renew within me. We can ask Hashem to renew our hearts. We can ask Hashem to rededicate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to purify our hearts. Now, this idea is applicable throughout the year, but especially now when every night we have access to pure flames that we can look into, and pure flames that actually have power. The Sfas Emes says that gazing into the Hanukkah lights has the power to purify our minds of unwanted memories. Memories that may cloud us, memories that may bring us down in different ways. Here, we can utilize the words of Rav Tzadok HaKohen, of the verse, Leiv Tahor Barali Elikim, V'ruach Nachayin Chadesh Bekirbi, to actually allow ourselves to think deeply into those words, to want that. Any prayer has much more power when it comes from a genuine desire for whatever it is that we're asking for. If we ask for something, but we only want it half-heartedly, then how can we really hope to get it? As we say, Pesach es yodecha umasbia l'chol chai rotzayin, you open up your hand and you give to each according to his will. When we really want something, then we can get that. And so, if we work on ourselves to want to rededicate ourselves, we want a pure heart, and we then believe that it is something that is accessible to us. It's something possible. It's not beyond our grasp. It definitely demands a miracle. But Hashem does miracles. This is a week of miracles. 8 days of miracles. So we can certainly ask for miracles. And among all the bigger miracles, we can ask for a miracle within our own hearts, that a pure heart, Hashem, can renew within ourselves, and that a new and upright spirit can be recreated within us, that we can then rededicate ourselves to the purpose of our creation, and we can rededicate our hearts to loving and serving Hashem. So what we're going to do now is actually take a little bit more time than usual for our thinking and mini guided imagery that we do on Tuesdays. And if you will, what we're going to do is not a guided imagery with our eyes closed, but these are thoughts that we can have as we sit and look into the Hanukkah flames. And today, we're going to be lighting 3 candles, 3 flames, including a 4th Shamash light. And so sit in a relaxed way, in a comfortable position, with your eyes looking at the holy flames. Notice how the flames are attached to the wick. They don't just fly around, but they are grounded. They are held. They dance upward, and they have tremendous energy and strength. Yet they are rooted on the ground. They're rooted on the candles or on the wick. And so our hearts are rooted in our lives, within ourselves, within our experience in this world. Yet they can be lifted upwards towards Hashem. Always upwards. The flames don't go down. Flames are lifted upwards. And so our hearts are being called upwards, called towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called towards our source, which is Hashem. And just as the flame is warm, is hot, so we need to warm ourselves up with enthusiasm. The heart is naturally enthusiastic. The heart is naturally energetic. The life force within us wants to move, wants to act, wants to be alive, wants to feel itself as alive. Yet sometimes that flickering flame within ourselves feels weak and feels schwach, feels lacking energy. But as we look at the flame, it doesn't get weaker. It stays and it burns energetically and steadily. Unless big winds are blowing from the sides, a flame left to its own device will burn continuously, energetically, with warmth and energy, and keep itself strong till the end. And so we too, we can burn energetically, with warmth, with energy. We don't have to be too much, have to go too little, but we'll find that level of energetic activity that helps us to feel alive, warm, vibrant, without burning out too quickly, or without fighting for life and barely feeling that we're alive. And as we look into the flame, let's ask now, Lev Tahor, Brali Elohim, just as this flame is so pure and holy, please create for me now a pure heart. I want a pure heart. I need a pure heart. I want a new spirit within me, a new correct and upright spirit that wants to attach itself to you. Take a minute to feel your desire for a pure heart. Take a minute to feel how much you want Hashem to renew an upright spirit within you now. And now that we've felt how much we want that purity in our hearts, how much we need that new vitality spreading into us of a new upright spirit, let's take another minute to ask in front of these holy candles, to repeat that verse, Lev tahor brali elokim v'ruach nachon chadesh bekirbi. Hashem, create within me a pure heart and renew within me an upright spirit. Take a minute to ask, pray, and beg for that new renewal and that new purity. These days are actually set aside as days of thanks and praise. So let's end by thanking and praising Hashem before these holy candles for the purity, for the newness, for the new spirit that Hashem is going to give us, for He's certainly going to have mercy upon us and fulfill our request. Take a minute to thank and praise Him for the new purity of heart we're going to receive. Thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to joining you again, Mi'etz Hashem, tomorrow.
We hope you enjoyed Chayil's Daily Drop of Strength. For more information, go to www.chayil.com. That is www.chayil.com.